It can be very helpful to understand our approach to learning and education from the viewpoint of the masculine and the feminine. Most of us have been brought up in societies where the masculine approach dominates overwhelmingly in education. We may have had the experience as small children that we just absorbed so much learning from our mother and our father and family. But as soon as we start school, really from kindergarten, going all the way through primary school and secondary school, college and university, workplace education, the masculine overwhelmingly dominates. From the masculine viewpoint, we always start with a known outcome. We know where we are, we have a known outcome, and we have known steps to achieve our known outcome. So, structure, systems, time are all very relevant in the masculine approach to learning. And when we've attained our known outcome with our known system, or we've gone through the known steps to attain it, then we're able to assess the known outcome with a simple evaluation mechanism. So we can tick off, yes, competent in this area. So whenever we've gone through any effective masculine approach to learning, we have learnt what we set out to learn. So there's a known outcome, and we're going to feel good about that. We've went through the system to learn, and we got it. We've attained that. Now, feminine learning, and the feminine approach is quite different. In the feminine approach, we don't know what we're going to learn. We don't know the outcome. It's all in the field of all possibilities. And so feeling, sharing, flow, creativity, discovery, these are key elements in the feminine approach. And time is not so relevant at all. It can be timeless. And really, when it comes to assessing learning where the feminine is dominating, the only way we can really effectively assess learning of the feminine is who have we become through the experience. So intrinsically, the feminine is transformational. Now, we all need both approaches to learning, the masculine and the feminine. We need to have them well balanced and integrated for complete learning. But it is important to recognize that where there's transformation, the masculine is not so dominant. The feminine is what brings transformation in learning. Because most of us have just been so overwhelmingly exposed to the masculine in learning, then we often don't value the feminine approach, and we can be quite close to it. So in the yogic field, the feminine has been very important in the learning process. And if we look at many indigenous cultures, the feminine is very strong in the approach to learning. Historically, in the yogic world, people learn primarily because they just hang out with very wise yogis and sages, and they absorb so much learning. It's absorbed. It's on a feeling level, on a being level. And of course, the masculine approaches to learning are going to be present as well, but because it's intrinsically transformational, the feminine is going to be very, very present. So in the training programs that InSync delivers, we endeavor to balance the masculine and the feminine in our learning. And I'd invite you to reflect if you are doing any module or any course with InSync or indeed with anyone else, and you are so used to the known outcome, the known structure, the known steps, and you don't feel you're getting that as much, then perhaps you might be able just to step back a moment and just, oh, maybe the feminine learning approach is more active here. I want to be open to that. I want to learn. I want to discover. I want to transform. We can perhaps use a very simple everyday example to understand the masculine and feminine approaches to learning or action in the kitchen. You know, if we come home from work and we are needing to prepare a meal for the family or friends, then perhaps we're feeling we haven't got too much time and we ask ourselves, what are we going to cook? Now, the masculine approach would suggest, let's check the recipe book. Okay, we go through the recipe book, we find a recipe, we think, yes, that might work. And then the next step is, okay, have we got the ingredients? Now, with the masculine approach, we go through, we check, have we got each of the ingredients? Yes, 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 yes. Then we read the instructions, how to prepare the meal. Yes, I can follow that. Great, I can start. So we just go through the steps. We've got a known outcome. This is the meal we want to prepare. We've got the known steps, the system to create that meal. We go through it in the way it's prescribed. And, of course, we will create the meal we wish to create if we follow the steps clearly, methodically. That's the masculine approach. And it's very, very helpful at times. The feminine approach in the kitchen is quite different. You know, on the way into the kitchen, you might just notice a friend's dress. Oh, wow, that's a beautiful yellow dress. And then they thought, oh, it'd be nice to have some yellow in the food tonight. And so you come into the kitchen and the question, now what have we got? What are the ingredients? What are the possibilities? And you start exploring the possibilities. And what happens? It's a creative process. It's a spontaneous developing process. And you start to find there's different ingredients. And before you know it, you're creating and designing a meal. And perhaps in the feminine approach, you know, you're really feeling, you might be sharing in the kitchen. It's a very much a feeling and being-based experience. And the meal that you create is one that is a new discovery. You haven't created that meal before. It's a new possibility. From the field of all possibilities, you've surfaced a new possibility. So wherever the feminine is active, it's creative. And, of course, we want to make sure that we appreciate and value both the masculine and the feminine. So there's a time and a place for each. But always in life, when we're wanting to create, discover, when we're wanting to open up to new possibilities, and on our own level of psychology, physiology, and the emotions, we want to transform, then the feminine is going to be very, very present. I really invite you to be open more and more to both these approaches to learning and education, and may your learning be blessed. Namaste.